My name is Elena Gilbert, and I'm a vampire. I'm learning how to survive, but there are complications.
You're sorry to me, Elena. Everything that you think you feel might not even be real.
But there's hope now.
Tell him what the hunter told you the tattoo leads to.
He said there was a cure.
Everyone wants it for a different reason. For revenge.
To be human and in love.
For the truth.
I'm setting you free, Elena.
And some will stop at nothing to get it.
Carol Lockwood always said that togetherness in times of tragedy leads to healing. That one community is stronger than 1,000 of its members. But how does a community stay strong after losing its leader? And Carol was so much more than just a mayor. She was an open-minded friend. And a concerned mother, taken from us too soon by a terrible accident.
Screw this.
Please join me in observing a minute of silence in her memory.
Thank you very much. In the wake of this tragedy, the town has selected an interim mayor. Many of you may already know him. Please welcome Mr. Rudy Hopkins.
Thank you, Sheriff. Carol Lockwood put this town first.
And that's why I'm here to talk to you guys. You folks are the future.
April? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm fine.
But you're crying.
It's just the whole mayor thing. You know, it's bringing up stuff with my dad. And I know you're a vampire.
Wait. What?
Was that necessary? No, but it was fun. You just finished with our school assembly.
Oh, it's because I'm at a mandatory all-alone drinking party.
Seriously? You decided to go on a ripper bender now?
My brother slept with Elena. Kind of puts a little bit of a damper on things.
First of all, you were not supposed to know that. And second of all, Tyler is already spiraling and he gets priority.
His mother just died. What do you expect?
I'm his girlfriend. I expect him to talk to me.
Instead, he's all angry.
It doesn't help that everyone keeps referring to his mother's death as an accident, which is really just a polite way of saying that she was drunk.
You think Klaus killed her?
I don't think she drowned in her martini glass. Just get it together. I can't do it alone.
The assembly's over.
What the hell is going on?
The school will be empty soon.
How many times did you compel me?
Don't. Just don't lie.
Rebecca says you lie.
Rebecca's not who you think she is, April.
What, she's not a 1,000-year-old original vampire?
Listen, we can figure this out, but we have to get out of here.
Sorry. Not allowed. Why don't you take a seat? The rest of the class will be here shortly.
First saved message. Hey, it's me. Look, I know why you sent me away. You think that what I'm feeling for you is because of this higher bond, but I hate not being near you.
Go ahead. Make a move.
I give up you to be your wingman, not kick your ass.
Okay, I did it. You're a badass.
You see that?
Couldn't miss it. It was in slow motion.
But then teach me something useful. We've been here for days, and so far all you've done is bark orders.
Okay. Take a seat at the bench, quarterback.
Friday kid wants a shot at the title.
Jeremy, you're not ready for this.
Well.
Now, all I have to do is apply a little pressure on you, Joe.
Really? Again?
Double pepperoni 3 days in a row. You guys eat anything else?
Why, are you offering?
A little something extra. Cut off the pizza pipeline for a couple days. No matter how much they beg, don't come back.
Sorry, guys.
What, you gonna starve us now?
That's what it takes to make you a hunter. I run around the lake twice.
Keep them company. I don't have to listen to you.
You do if you want to eat.
Being near you, and I miss you, Damon. I wish you'd just let me come to you.
What?
Guess who? I'm back, dagger free, and I'm holding Elena hostage at the high school. Just thought you should know.
Who the hell was dumb enough to pull that dagger out of you?
I'll be asking the questions today. See you soon. I'm only ready to talk to you if you're ready to rejoin civilization.
How would you like to drive the white oak stake through Rebecca's heart?
If it means you're not drinking your way through the Mystic Grill, sure. So, first speech under your belt. Now for the fun part. Welcome to the world of careful cover-ups. The brood Carol's death is head trauma from a fall. That's the official autopsy.
She did not go gently, did she? Any leads?
We have ideas.
Let me guess. Sharp teeth and bad table manners.
You sure you want this? I mean, 6 people were offered this job before you. They all said no for a reason.
I'm saying yes for a reason. My reason just walked in.
I'll let you know what we find.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Hey, Sheriff. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
So, far cry from being a traveling pharmaceutical rep.
I noticed a few of your friends missing from the assembly. So much for mandatory, I guess.
Dad, stop. You can't come in here and start making rules.
I think this town could use a few more rules.
You're forgetting I can help protect the town.
I am well aware of your gifts, Bonnie. But don't forget, I'm your father. That means I get to protect you.
I'm here. What do you want?
The same thing I wanted when you helped me, Klaus Dagger me.
Cure.
I hope you're not waiting for Caroline to show up and save me. Because I already found her. safe move. Class is in session.
You've all been compelled, you know the rules.
Answer my questions honestly. No disobedience. No one leaves. April, my sweet, take notes. This is how you get answers in this town. Let's start with a little quiz. In the year 1114, my brother learned, thanks to yours truly, about a brotherhood of vampire hunters with tattoos that grew with each kill. These tattoos revealed what, Helena? A map. Which led to, Caroline?
A cure for vampirism.
Perfect. So we're all caught up. Stefan Salvatore, the last time we saw each other, you had a vampire hunter. But in order to decode the map, you needed the location of the hunter's sword, which you got out of me using some very dirty tricks. Assuming you found the sword, you also found the cure, and yet you're all still vampires, which means something went wrong. What are you doing?
Oh, you asked me to take notes.
I wasn't being literal, darling. But now that you mentioned it, a flowchart would be nice, which means index cards and pushpins. Go fetch.
You're wasting your time. We don't know anything.
So you just gave up? I thought you'd do anything to save Helena. Even if it meant taking the cure yourself so you could grow old and die with her. Why do you look so surprised? I'm missing something. What is it? They broke up, okay? Now let us go.
Broke up?
Wait, I'm confused. I thought Helena was your epic love, Stefan. I asked you what happened. You have to tell me.
She slept with Damon.
Good. Now, I do it like your life depends on it, because it does. Don't act like you care about my life. And you care about the hunter's mark and curing Helena so she's not sired to your ass. Both require you to be alive. Which is why I've updated our relationship status to it's complicated. You talk to her at all? Helena? Maybe. Why? Running out of voicemails to listen to?
I'm sorry, did I interrupt playtime?
The hell are you doing here?
I'm simply appreciating the sights and smells of nature, neither of which presently include rotting vampire flesh, so I'm a bit concerned. How many vampires has he killed?
If we throw Jeremy out into the world right now, he's chum.
Yeah, see, that's not a number. 12. That's a number. That's how many of my hybrids I slaughtered with my sword. 3. That's how many days it took to quell the urge to kill your brother after he knowingly watched as I walked into a death trap. 1. That's the number of purposes you serve. You are here to grow Jeremy's mark, so I'll ask again. How many vampires has he killed since he's been here? 0. That's a pity. I'm gonna need that cure sooner rather than later. Hybrid shortage and all. How can I help?
You know, now that you mention it, Jeremy, watch and learn. That's for Carol Lockwood.
Vampire Helena is a trollop who likes bad boys, which explains why Stefan reeks of alcohol. But what it doesn't explain is why sweet, loving, innocent Helena would be so heartless towards Stefan. How could she hurt you like that? Answer, please.
She didn't know it at the time, but she was sired to Damon.
A sire bond. Fascinating. And what do you think about that, Helena?
I think you're sad and bored and in desperate need of a hobby.
You're hiding something. Fess up.
I didn't sleep with Damon because of the sire bond. I slept with Damon because I'm in love with him.
What does any of this have to do with the stupid cure?
You're right, we got off the point. Stefan, how do we find the cure? Unless you'd rather talk about Damon and Elena all day.
There's a professor, he knows where the cure is.
Thank you, and where do I find this professor?
Okay, so now I'm gifted? He hates my witch heritage, that's why he travels all the time, he can't handle it. And suddenly he wants to be a protective father? No, not like this.
Come on, distract me. Isn't there some magic therapy thing you haven't shown me yet?
Listen, Bonnie, I hate to tell you this. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm proud to tell you this. You don't need my help anymore. In fact, I was hoping to present this with a cupcake or something, but happy graduation.
It's beautiful.
It's human bone.
Oh.
Legend says it was worn by the 2,000-year-old witch Kensia, who drew on it for strength. Bonnie, you have come so far, so fast. You trust my opinion, your magic is exactly where it needs to be.
Does mean I have to go home now?
I still got a stack of papers I gotta grade by tomorrow.
I can take a hint. Thanks, Shane.
You, I don't want to talk.
I heard. And you're keeping all that rage bottled up inside.
Caroline's worried sick about you.
Rebecca.
Hello, Tyler. I heard my brother made a real mess of your life. Believe me, I can relate.
You have my condolences.
In fact, why don't you come down to the high school so you can accept them in person?
And why would I do that?
Because I have your girlfriend. Maybe you have a better shot at saving her than you did your mother.
Bye now.
Sister, look at this. You're even worse than Klaus.
Carl, finally, did you bring what I asked for?
You must be Shane.
You're here for payback, go for it. Because you'll be stuck babysitting a little hunter that could.
You know, if you adjust your angle a little bit, you'll find a sharper edge.
I know it will. Thanks. Now I know why those hybrids hated you. You are annoying.
Actually, I'm just perplexed as to why Jeremy hasn't killed any vampires.
Darwinism, Klaus. He needs to be able to protect himself before we hunt down his first vampire nest.
And here was I thinking you were the fun brother. Let's play a little game, shall we? Jeremy needs more victims, and there's a whole town of people down the road just waiting to be turned into vampires for the slaughter.
You don't think that occurred to me, Klaus?
Tragedy is, Damon. It did occur to you, yet you chose to ignore it. And my guess is you did it to impress Elena. Somehow, to honor her, you'll find a way to spare innocent lives and walk Jeremy down the moral high road. That's why I've already made the necessary corrections.
What'd you do?
Don't tell me we ordered another pizza.
No, I'm just an idiot. I ran out of gas and my phone's dead.
Think I could use yours?
Yeah, come in. I'll run upstairs and grab my saw.
What the hell?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Car drama. Your friend just went to go get his phone.
Well, I'm about to go take a shower, but you're more than welcome to wait inside.
Of the original vampire family. This is such a trip.
Where's the cure?
Your potion won't work. It's a little trick I picked up in Tibet.
Right, well, we'll just have to do this the old-fashioned way. Beat him until he tells you where to find it. Still glued to your seats. Oh, I think with tension in here. Spice things up a bit. Elena? Truth or dare?
You're done playing your stupid games, Rebecca.
Truth or dare, Elena? You're compelled. Answer.
Dare.
I dare you to tell Stefan the truth about Damon. Seriously?
Being with Damon makes me happy.
Makes you happy? Clowns make you happy, Elena. Dig a little deeper.
When I'm with him, it feels unpredictable, like I'm free.
And how do you feel when you're with Stefan?
Stop!
She can't, she's compelled.
Lately, I feel like I'm a project, like I'm a problem that needs to be fixed. I think I make him sad. And I can't be with someone like that because when he looks at me, all he sees is a broken toy.
Do you still love Stefan?
Yes.
Are you still in love with Stefan? Did that hurt? Having someone you love drive a dagger through your heart?
Go to hell.
Did that hurt?
Yes.
Welcome to the last 900 years of my life. Ah, good to hear. It was just getting depressing.
What the hell is going on?
Listen to the rules carefully. Stay in the building. No vamp running in the hallways.
Vamp running from what?
Turn.
What?
But you can't. He'll lose control. That's the whole point. I've exhausted all your knowledge. Now I have the professor to help me find the cure. Here's his competition. Whoever finds it first gets to decide what to do with it. Use it, share it, destroy it, save it. I want that to be me.
But if I turn, I'll kill them.
Yes, you will.
Turn. Did you find your phone?
How did you know everyone was here?
Who's everyone? I came to find Shane.
Did you do a GPS magic locator spell or something? Rebecca told me that you're a witch.
Rebecca?
What the hell is going on?
Rebecca has Stefan, Elena, and Caroline compelled. She's getting them to actually tell the truth for a change.
What? Shane can't be compelled. Okay, she'll happily torture him to find out what he knows.
What are you looking for?
I need salt. I think I just saw some. What are you doing?
If this pendant will connect me to Shane, then I can do a protection spell.
Why do you want to stay anyway?
That's the beauty of this. You can have it. I just want silence. No. What do you know about silence? He's the world's first immortal being who just happens to be a person with the cure. And I want to free him. No!
April? What's happening? Stop! No. I didn't know you said.
Did you not hear what he said? Silas will kill us all, sister.
Silas does not exist. He is a fairy tale made up to scare children into eating their vegetables.
Silas is very real. He's buried. And soon we'll have a spell that wakes him.
Wait a second, you're lying. You can't get to him
without his tombstone. But doesn't to die in a blood sacrifice? Believe me, I know. I've done it. Those massacres are a pain engineer.
You're the one who got the council blown up.
It was a noble sacrifice. And temporary. Because once I raised Cyrus, Silas will raise the dead. He will bring back every last soul who died on his behalf. No!
Oh my God. Killed my only chance of finding the cure.
Silas on the loose would be here on Earth. Frankly, sister, I think you can handle it.
How did you get that?
Way too easily.
Someone help!
Bonnie, what's going on?
She needs help.
What happened?
I did a protection spell, but it accidentally linked Shane to April.
And you couldn't control
her? I didn't even know I was doing it. Usually I feel pain or I bleed, but this time I just felt more power.
It's okay. You're okay. Bonnie, get out of school. Just be careful. Tyler's out there in return.
Well, what about you?
No, we can't leave. Rebecca's compelled us.
Just go. We'll deal with her later. Come on.
Stefan.
No.
Stefan, we have to talk about this. Please.
Talk about what, huh? How many more ways are there for you to rip my heart out?
I'm sorry.
You sorry that it happened? You sorry that I found out?
I'm sorry about all of it. I'm really sorry, Stefan. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't want that. Why are my least favorite people always the most durable? Tyler.
Leave her out of this. That's between me and you.
You're still protecting her. Must I rip your bleeding heart from your chest and show you the scar tissue that is Elena Gilbert? There's a solution to all your problems, you know. I can compel him. Erase every memory he has of you. Every day you spent together, every kiss, every lie, every ounce of pain. I could take away every bit of love he has for you. Give you both a clean slate. Just say the word, and I'll make you and all that misery you've caused him disappear.
Do it.
Excuse me?
Erase it all, then remember it.
Stefan, no.
I said do it.
No. It would be far too easy. I refuse to make you forget her the way class made you forget me. But at least you know how he really feels. Consider your eternity of pain my revenge, Stefan. I've used you for all you're worth, so now you're all free to go.
That I miscalculated. Cole's gonna be a problem.
I almost killed someone. And that's what you miscalculated? April could have died today.
That's only because you didn't know the extent of your abilities.
My father just became mayor. I can't be out doing black magic.
That's not what expression is.
And what is it?
It's a way of doing magic that isn't monitored by nature or the spirits. It isn't good or bad. But it also has no limits. So how you use it is up to you. That's what I'm here for. To help you. Honey, listen to me. You are the key to everything. I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you.
Day's going better than mine.
Gotta say, I'm liking the odds.
Stefan knows about us.
Ooh. How do you think?
How do you think?
I'm thinking for the first time all week, I'm happy to be at Camp Nowhere.
How's Jeremy?
That depends on how much you trust me.
You know that I trust you.
No, I think he's gonna get delicious.
Thanks for looking out for him.
Yeah, well, I told him they're good. I'd buy him both ice cream, so.
Look, I gotta go.
Not yet. Something happened today. I realized something about you. About us. And you can say that it's the sire bond. You know what, maybe. Maybe it is, but I'm telling you, it's the most real thing that I've ever felt in my entire life. I love you, Damon. I love you.
Look, I'm gonna get this cure for you. And I'm gonna have to do things you're not gonna like.
Damon.
Listen carefully.
Get in your car. Right now. Come to me.
I'll be there soon.
Please, let yourself in.
You called me. Should I be checking for hidden daggers?
You still want to find the cure?
More than anything. I want to ram it down Niklaus's throat and look into his eyes as he realizes he's mortal again. The chain's dead and you are useless. So, right back where I started.
Chain's not dead.
But I watched Cole impale him.
Well, you probably shouldn't have left him alone. Bonnie did a little spell. It's perfectly fine.
You didn't have to tell me that. Why am I really here?
You were right. I'm going to be here for an eternity, and I won't go insane if I don't know how Elena truly feels about my brother.
Well, if you really want the cure, you should know that Shane has an agenda, and it's a dark one. He said he organized dozens of people to die in sacrifice. He admitted to the council explosion where 12 people died, and I'm guessing it's not a coincidence that 12 hybrids died at the hand of my brother.
12. Channeling the energy from the mass death is using witchcraft to perform dark spells. It's called expression. Shane admitted all this to you?
Proudly.
Well, then I guess we'll have to figure out how to manage him while we find the cure for ourselves.
We? There's no we, Stefan.
Listen, I hate my brother, and you hate yours. But Dana's got Jeremy, Klaus has a sword, and Shane has Bonnie. You and I are the only ones left with nothing. You said it yourself, right? Whoever finds the cure first gets to decide what to do with it. So what do you say? You want to be partners?
My father had no reason to kill 11 people. He had no reason to kill himself. He loved me. He loved Mystic Falls. He was brainwashed into sparking that fire. Professor Shane organized his death and the 11 others who died with him. It's time this entire town started telling the truth.
I was beginning to worry you boys wouldn't find the place.
The hell?
Did you kill all these people?
Not exactly. They're in transition. Killing them is your job.
You said you were going to convince Klaus to do this another way.
Well, I thought about it. And then I realized his idea was better. I can't turn around. Oh no. Oh no. I've been nothing, nothing, nothing.